Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I think any team you want to, if you can get a run of victories, of course, that can keep you moving forward. But I think the division as a whole is tight. You know, I think if you can get those sequence of results and get some momentum, that's very important. And I think where they're at now, on the back of three wins, they've got nice momentum. So, but for us, we're coming into the game, we big confidence. We had an excellent result the other night. You know, we played as well as we've done all season in the first half. Didn't quite get the goals to support that. We went behind in the game after sort of slower second half start, but yet again showed the resilience and the character of the players to come back and get a victory against a very good side. And I think what, you know, on analysing it afterwards, you know, a couple of years ago, we made a lot of changes in the game, a similar sort of phase, and were comprehensively beaten. We made 9 changes the other night, and we won the game, and we're into the quarterfinals. So as I said, it was an excellent result for us, and we look to take that confidence into the game at the weekend.
Welcome to the North East. Steve Hothersalt, Terry McDermott with you for the next couple of hours. Newcastle have come to life in the past week. Back-to-back victories, including the scalp of Manchester City in the League Cup. That's revived their flagging season. Liverpool could well be here at the wrong time, but the Reds' own confidence definitely restored by the late, late show against Swansea midweek. Mario Balotelli's tweet of finally summed it up very succinctly. Well, the league table presents Liverpool with the chance to leap into fourth if they can convert 3 points from this lunchtime kickoff. And Mario Balotelli immediately challenged for the ball by Amiobi, and a throw-in will follow for Liverpool. So let's give you the Liverpool lineup today. 3 changes from the draw with Hull a week ago. Javier Manquillo, Emre Can and Adam Lallana not involved in the 11. In come Glenn Johnson at right back, Jordan Henderson most importantly in the midfield, and Philippe Coutinho as well. It's Mignolet in goal, Johnson, Skrtel, Lovren and Moreno. The midfield of Steven Gerrard, Joe Allen and Jordan Henderson, Philippe Coutinho and then Raheem Sterling and Mario Balotelli. And at the moment, the ball is at the right-back position with Glenn Johnson. Terry McDermott, a man who's a legend in these quarters and, of course, on Merseyside, is alongside me. Your thoughts and hopes for this one, Terry?
Well, I just hope it's a good game, obviously. It's a bit difficult for me, really. You know, we want to win, but I think if whoever plays the best on the day, I hope they win, so it doesn't matter who it is. But, you know, I think if Liverpool play well, I think that with the quality they've got, they might just shade it. But it'll be a difficult game because Newcastle are on a great run. Won 3 out of 3. You can't get better than that.
Well, Liverpool back defending in numbers, bar Mario Balotelli. And Fabrizio Colaccini, the Newcastle captain, is the man left up to deal with him. But it's Paul Dummett on the left side, making a throw to the corner flag. Touch from Sissoko, ball into the box, early shot by Newcastle, which races over the top of the crossbar, and it was Papi Cisse. He's got a touch off a Liverpool player. First opportunity goes to the home side on 3 minutes, and it ends up crashing over the top of the Liverpool crossbar and into the fans. Corner kick, which Jack Colback takes for Newcastle. Some fans still taking their seats. Colback slices into it. Far post, he goes with that ball. Header away is strong and from Martin Skrtel. Colaccini tries to pick it up first, but he's lost it to Raheem Sterling. Starts on the burst and the quick run. Plays a lovely infield ball towards Coutinho. But ahead of him goes Colaccini. One South American beats another and just saves Newcastle's blushes there. Just when Newcastle were pressing very high indeed, Raheem Sterling's pace nearly caused a problem for them.
Yeah, well, that's what you want. You want Sterling against one of their players.
Joe Allen brings it towards the halfway line. Gives to Gerrard. Rolls one forward along the floor. Intercepted by Albiid. And the kick by Albiid just sees the ball out of play. Just to the side of Brendan Rodgers. Smartly suited and booted. Desperately hoping his side can start to come of age. Side that haven't quite lived up to last season's reputations. There's Haaland losing it far too easily. Obertan then starts a run down the right-hand side. Came off his knee and his shin, and he's got past two, including the defender Moreno, and tries to switch it back. It's a possibility for Newcastle and a penalty shout as Moussa Sissoko goes down in the box. Well, long way from our viewing position.
I'd like to see it again, I'm not too sure.
Ball laid up to him by Obertan's run. Sissoko looked a little bit flimsy with the way he went down, and nothing convincing on our replays. All ends up with a Liverpool free kick just outside the penalty area. Thoughts, Terry McDermott?
Yeah, it didn't look like a penalty to me, but you can see why the crowd are going mad, because they're as far away as what we are.
Here's Sissoko. Sissoko launches himself forward, plays it out to Amiobi on the left wing. Amiobi faces up to Johnson, looking for the room to cross it. Gets the dead ball line and crosses in. And that's a vital interception and header away by Lovren before Steven Gerrard can ping one clear. But robbed off the ball is Coutinho. Albiid takes the shot. It ricochets back out of the penalty area. And it's given Henderson a chance to run with the ball. Nearly crosses the halfway line. And the Newcastle shirts stand up to him.
He went the wrong way. He should have gone the other way. All their players were over this side.
Jan Mats launched an unlikely challenge and run down the left-hand side and won a corner as well. The right-back completely out of position down the left-hand flank.
They were breaking on us again, you know. We were breaking on them, then they broke on us.
And Newcastle pass it out, and Aarons with the run into the Liverpool half. Still going, Aarons takes on Gerrard for pace into a little space, 25 yards out, and wins the free kick. Well, an ambitious run by the youngster, and found himself sandwiched between Steven Gerrard and Joe Allen. And what was a nothing position has really turned into a frightening prospect now for Newcastle.
Yeah, I think Stevie did catch him before, and they tried to play on the referee, but then he decided when they weren't getting an advantage to blow up. It probably was a free kick, and it's in a dangerous position as well.
Albiid stands back from the ball. Sissoko maybe ready to just shift it slightly to one side for him, but Colback and Albiid. And now the two who are going to govern how this will be taken. 0-0 here at St James's Park. I'm not going to say surely a matter of time before a goal, because we haven't seen anything of goal mouth action, but the line is now drawn by the referee with his spray. Our referee midweek against Swansea didn't have one of those. It's only the Premier League who seem to have invested, but free kick for Newcastle, goal scoring opportunity. Albiid strikes it, takes deflection off the wall and goes out for a corner kick. Well, he struck it low and strong.
Yeah, it was difficult for him to. He's got to clip it over him, you know. He's just tried to whip it through the wall, but he was never going to score doing that.
And Krul gets it over the halfway line. Ends up with Sissoko again, looks for the first time ball out wide to the right hand side, and then falling down in the challenge. It was Cissé put it out to Sissoko. Sissoko, who's gone down. And Newcastle get themselves corner kick over on the right. This must be at least their fourth of the game. They've done nothing with them. There's Jack Colback. He'll offer an in-swinger here. 36 minutes in. 0-0 at the moment. Both teams probably feel like they could make a breakthrough, perhaps Newcastle more so. Colback takes the corner, goes towards goal, header away from the line by Johnson. And then it rumbles out of play for another corner from the left-hand side, and Johnson seemed to be in the right position to clear it off the line. A lot of pushing and shoving just inside the six-yard box. Johnson diverted that away.
Yeah, we said that before, didn't we? You know, from corners and free kicks, that's where the problems have been over the weeks. And really, there was a great chance to score there.
Well, Newcastle building on their last couple of wins. Corner by Albiid from the left side. Keeper comes to punch over the top of a ruck, and Mignolet seemed a little bit unsighted at the end of it. And Coutinho now midway in the Newcastle half. Spikes a ball into the box for Henderson. Looks first time to cross it into the six-yard box. Coloccini meets it just ahead of Balotelli. And it's a rare beast we've got. It's a Liverpool corner, right-hand side.
When that ball came in, there was only Balotelli in there. There was no one else in there, in the box. They've got to get two or three players in the box. And they've got Newcastle have got four players in there. It's a Balotelli.
Corner from the right, which Steven Gerrard will take. Liverpool's number eight swings one in, and that header by Martin Skrtel should surely have had Liverpool in front in the game. Absolutely top-class set-piece from the right-hand side. Martin Skrtel and Dejan Lovren, the clear problems for Newcastle to deal with. And he's powered that header wide to the right. I think Skrtel himself will feel he could have done much better to get his first Premier League goal of the season.
Yeah, he should have scored. You know, it was a great opportunity. But at least we've had a strike on target anyway, or just off target.
Coutinho prods a ball. Wasn't quite sure where it was going. Jan Mat steps out of his defence and clears the ball back into the Liverpool half. Neither team really wanted to go behind at this segment of the game.
No, the last thing you want to do is go behind 1-0 just before half-time. Go in there 0-0 like they are now. The game's over.
Well, I'm not sure there's a massive amount of credit to offer Liverpool for the first half. It's good that they've gone in 0-0. It's hugely disappointing that there's been a lack of a shot on goal. Tim Krul hasn't been troubled at all. Newcastle might just feel they've had enough set pieces or even enough possession around the Liverpool penalty area to be ahead in the game. But it's 0-0 at the break. Terry McDermott.
I do think Newcastle should be. They probably had the better chances. Well, I'll say better chances only because Liverpool haven't had any, really, apart from Skirtles for the header. We for some reason, Liverpool just haven't connected today. But the good thing about it, it's 0-0. They can go out there in the second half and they've got to play better. If they play like they did in the first half and the second half, they could easily get beat tonight.
What's wrong tactically for Liverpool,
I'd just like seeing someone playing alongside Balotelli. If you've got Balotelli up there, put someone with him. I've always said that, you know. And you know, whether it be Sterling coming in or whether we continue right up beside him, or whether you bring on a Lambert and play there, because I think them two playing up front would cause Newcastle problems. But at the minute, if it carries on like this and they play like they are, they're going to get beat.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport
with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Okay, welcome back to St James's Park as the Liverpool players come back out onto the field, which is now lit up by floodlights, and a change as Perez is introduced for Newcastle. Papi Cisse taken off and Perez on into the centre. Liverpool stick with the 11 that finished the first 45. No huge cutting edge to the Liverpool side did we see, but they line up like this. Mignolet in goal, Glenn Johnson, Martin Skrtel, Dejan Lovren, Alberto Moreno. They're the back five. Steven Gerrard, Joe Allen, Jordan Henderson. And then Philip Coutinho in that hole behind Mario Balotelli. Sterling playing sort of wide on the right-hand side. But as we look at things, Colback pulls back the shirt of Balotelli. It's a foul for Liverpool. And Liverpool are shooting from right to left. The Reds in all red. And Newcastle in the black and white tops and black shorts. And it's 0-0 after a fairly underwhelming first 45. Dejan Lovren over onto the left-hand side. Short ball to Joe Allen. You've been having a chat with AK, Alan Kennedy, at the break. What was your conclusion, the two of you?
Yeah, we just had a chat. We need to do more. There's no doubt Liverpool need to do more. Probably Newcastle are the better side, but they haven't been brilliant. But we have to step it up if you want to win this game. You know, to get into fourth, as you're saying, you know, you've got to win games. And it's always difficult coming to Newcastle. They're a hard team to beat sometimes at home. They're going through a bit of a spell where they're playing well, they're winning games. But, you know, it's a game Liverpool should be winning.
Coutinho with a pass out to Sterling, offside flag up again. It seems, or it feels a little bit, like Liverpool don't play their game in the final third anymore. Whenever they get anywhere near that final third, play stops. You see a couple of offsides, a couple of long stray balls that don't give Sterling a hope.
Well, you've got Balotelli just had a ball knocked up to him, and his control was poor. You know, you've got to be better than that.
Can they be better here? Kick. Allen breaks through, brought down from behind by Sissoko. Contrast in size of those two. But a yellow card comes out for Moussa Sissoko. Free kick for Liverpool, set piece. Maybe 28-9 yards from goal, and from high up in the stands at St James's Park, you can hear the call for Steven Gerrard to step up to the plate and change the direction of this game. He's scored a few against Newcastle in his time. Alan Pardew comes out and points there, and we're looking at Balotelli and Gerrard. Hopefully it's Gerrard who's put it into Balotelli's ear that he wants to take this.
I think Balotelli wants to take it soon.
Well, two of them talk. Gerrard has willingly stepped aside, so it's all about Mario now. Mario, can he step it up after his goal against Swansea midweek, which ended a barren run? It's Liverpool's 45. This one goes a goal and had to be held firmly by the keeper, Tim Krul, because it sort of bobbled awkwardly before it got to him.
Yeah, it was difficult for the goalkeeper. It just bobbled in front of him, but it wasn't a great free kick, was it?
And Steven Gerrard brings the ball under control halfway line, tries a defence splitting pass, but Stephen Taylor's a wily character. I think he saw it before it was delivered, chested it down, clearance away towards the halfway line by Janmaat, and then volleyed back forward by Skrtel. Taylor over the top of Balotelli, tries to head clear. It's dropped for Sterling. Sterling with a pinging ball into Balotelli, who strikes it goalwards. And it was going in goal, but it was read by Krul, who quite easily palmed it down. And Balotelli got quite angry with himself after that, almost as though he was saying, "I didn't put it wide enough past the keeper."
No, he didn't put enough pace on it. A bit more pace on it, it might have given him a problem. But at least we've had a shot on target.
Here's Mario Balotelli over on the right side of the Newcastle box. Back to Gerrard. Gets a cross in. Coutinho's header. That's a fine stop from the keeper, Tim Krul. Second best chance of the game for Liverpool. Not quite as straightforward as Martin Skrtel's, but Coutinho, you'd maybe fancy to glance it in from there. I thought Krul would save that.
He did save it. He was offside. He's given offside.
Oh, he's given offside, sorry. It's Gerrard. Ball back to Lovren. And to Gerrard again. A little bit of chess going on. Halfway line. Looks at Sterling, as he does so often, who chests it down. A shot's rifled in from behind. Came in Fabio Borini like a train. Caught it with a ferocious connection, but then went wide of goal.
It was a decent chance, wasn't it? You'd expect him to hit the target at least, made the goalie make a save.
Liverpool, forget not, recorded a 0-0 at home to Hull last week. Surely not two back-to-back. Here's Johnson racing in towards the edge of the box, lines up a shot himself, that familiar run in field and shot, but hits the back of a Newcastle player. And Cabella starts to run forward with it to the halfway line, finds Ahrens. A space on this right as Janmaat has found himself there, but Liverpool backing off as Newcastle attack down the left. Sissoko to Dummett, back to Sissoko. It's opening up for them. There's a vital stop there, but they can't stop Perez. Perez punches it in from the heart of the Liverpool penalty area. Well, it all just collapsed around them, Liverpool, as it's done so often in games this season. And Newcastle pressed and pressed. And again, a sloppy goal to concede in an area which Liverpool would have defensively hoped they could have been more solid in. And a few Reds' heads have dropped now. Newcastle find their way through eventually. It's been a mammoth week for them. And Liverpool need to find a crescendo in the final 15 minutes of the game. Newcastle 1, Liverpool 0.
And we'll see what the players are made of now. Gone 1-0 behind at Newcastle. You know, they've got to start getting involved and start wanting to win this game. Well, a draw's no good, mate. You've got to start winning games, and it's going to be very, very difficult. I said to you 5 minutes ago, I could see a goal coming now. And I didn't know who it was going to be for. Obviously, it's Newcastle. But let's see what Liverpool players are made of now. Are they prepared to fight and get back in the game?
Johnson to Gerrard. Midway in the Newcastle half. Reverse ball down in towards the box of Tim Krul, which Raheem Sterling challenged for at exactly the same time. And such is the pace of Sterling, he's won a corner kick for Liverpool there. Gerrard saw the gap for Sterling to run into. Not many players can quite get there within that space of time, but he's earned them the corner kick, which Gerrard will take. Now, Liverpool's best chances in the game created by Gerrard's crosses. Here he is with a corner into the Newcastle box and through the pack of just about everyone. Newcastle play it away, chased by Perez. They've ended up with two against one. They've got two as it poked forward towards Perez. Now in the centre with Cabella up against Mignolet, saved by Mignolet. Well, you'd have put your house on Newcastle. Cabella didn't quite hold his head calm enough. Liverpool had three men chasing back, Perez and Cabella, and it was Cabella in the end who was denied by Simon Mignolet, who spread himself out, and a corner kick.
And it hit his leg, he put his leg out and it hit it and gone through the side of the post. That would have been Caton's, they'd have gone 2-0 off Caton's.
Gerrard takes the free kick into the box. This won't go past everyone, cleared out first time, now second time by Colaccini. Sissoko drags it out wide to the right, Henderson's chasing him. Sissoko then tries to come infield, past the halfway line, still got possession himself. Lovren doubles up, Sissoko holds on to it. They've now passed it out to Perez right wing. Into the box goes Albiid, cross the box towards Cabella, and then Cabella takes the shot, which has home fans off their seats, and that ball's flighted over the bar. There's a little bit of a swagger running through the Newcastle team at the moment.
Yeah, you know, when you go on one in front, it does happen that way, you know. But it just shows you know, the last three games have won because of the confidence. They're such a good team now. You look a good team all of a sudden. 3 weeks ago, they were the worst team in the league.
Newcastle lead 1-0. Headed by Lovren back to the halfway line. Falls on Yamnat's head. Gets a clip from Barini at the same time. Sissoko then drives forward. Feeds in towards Cabella. Back to Sissoko. He drives the shot. It's saved one-handed by the keeper, Simon Mignolet. Well, they're attacking in numbers now. 4-5.
Yeah, the tails are up, obviously. But I still fancy Liverpool to get something out of the game for some strange reason. I don't know why, because we haven't played well enough to do so. But I've just got a feeling they've got they're going to get a one chance, and that one chance they've got to put it in it, and I think they could do it.
Gerrard with a switch pass over to Lovren on the left hand side. Lovren then to the left wing. Balotelli drags it on, comes infield past Perez, crosses into the box, maybe a chance, keeper goes down, and that chance was presented just inside the penalty area to Moreno, who tried it on the volley through the left leg out, but Moreno couldn't get a connection on it, and the keeper was next in line after that.
If he got a touch to it, it might have just gone into the corner, but he didn't get enough.
Sissoko turns and runs past Henderson. His hands up around the ground, asking the referee to blow time. Henderson feeds it forward to Balotelli. Colaccini reads it again. He's been so hard to get past today. Colback then finds the next touch, which is a mammoth clearance into the Liverpool half. And then it's with Johnson. It's a horror result for Liverpool the day after Halloween. It's perfect for Alan Pardew in a week which has mastered three wins for them. But the Reds take nothing from the North East on a day where they were shooting blanks again. And the problems and the questions keep getting asked of how they turn their season around. Newcastle celebrate a massive win for them. Liverpool sent home to the northwest to reconfigure their plans ahead of Real Madrid midweek. It's a glum-looking Ricky Lambert, Jordan Henderson and Steven Gerrard who head to the tunnel, and it's nothing like the Liverpool of 2013-14 at the moment. Terry McDermott.
They look absolutely dejected coming off the field. I'm looking in their eyes, and they didn't do enough today to win the game. They probably didn't do enough to draw the game, the man win it. You know, I think they've been beaten fair and square. They haven't played well. They didn't create enough chances. You know, they didn't make their goalkeeper make saves. It was just a nothing of a performance, and I hate to say that, but you've got to be honest sometimes. I honestly think they could have got something out of this game, if not win it, but certainly draw it. But they'd never really looked like getting anything from the game up for 90 minutes.
If I was Brendan Rodgers, I'd hang my hat on Skirtle's missed header and maybe Coutinho's. But actually, once you've gone past that, you start to think, like, where was the incisive moments that really put Newcastle under the cosh?
I honestly don't think there was any. There was no creativity. There was no one, you know, prepared to have strikes on target from 20 yards, 30 yards, getting balls in, three or four players coming in from into the box. You don't have that anymore here. You know, there always seems to be one to be outside the box and waiting for the ball to come out. Get into the box, that's where you score goals. And today, they haven't even done that. Some games they have done that, but today they haven't even done that. And if you don't do that, if you don't take have shots on target and shot back goals, you're not going to win games. I think they got what they deserve today.
Do Liverpool's problems lie deeper than just missing Daniel Sturridge?
I think it's a massive, massive against them not being around, because, you know, he is a special player. But Liverpool should, the players that they are out there, they should have had enough today to certainly get something out of the game. And it never really looked. I was wishing, hoping that they could get back involved in the game, but they never really looked like they were going to do that.
And I'm just thinking, I mentioned it then, a couple of days to Real Madrid. I mean, they head out to Spain. You might think to yourself, well, they can take their eyes off the Premier League, but I don't think this is the performance that they wanted before such a Champions League fixture.
Today, to me, was more important than Tuesday. Yeah, of course, they want to put on a performance on Tuesday against Real Madrid. But this is your bread and butter today, getting something from this game. They haven't done it. They've got Chelsea at home next week. I mean, you can't see where the next win's going to come from. And that's a horrible thing to say, I know, because, you know, I want Liverpool to win every game. I'm there every home game now, and I want them to win every home game and away game. But today, on that performance, I can't see where the next win's going to come from.
Terry, I've got to throw it on your toes. You need to name a most ranged man of the match from the Liverpool side. You need to name one of those Liverpool players who you thought was the outstanding contributor today. Anyone you could say off the top of your head that you think perhaps would deserve that honour? I mean, if you can't think straight away, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will get Terry McDermott's most ranged man of the match, pass it on to Alan Owen and Graham Sharp, and they can deliver it in the next 5 minutes or so, unless you have that name now.
Yeah, I'll have it as Steven Gerrard, because I love him.
Well, there you go. That's Terry McDermott's reasoning for it.
Post-match. I think in terms of the result, of course, we're disappointed. I didn't think we deserved to lose the game, but probably certainly didn't do so much to win it. So it looked like it was going to be a 0-0 game with a lot of the ball, a lot of movement, but just didn't have the quality, the creativity in the final third to get us a goal. But certainly when that is the case, then you would hope to, as I said, to maybe go in 0-0 and take your point and move on. But without being under any real pressure, we gave away a poor goal. Everything else, I thought we defended well, any set piece, any cross into the box, but we made a mistake for the goal and it's cost us.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.